למען אחי ורעי, למען אחי ורעי, למען אחי, אחי ורעי,
אדברה שלום בא, למען בית השם אלוקינו, אבל שטוב לך, למען בית השם אלוקינו, אבל שטוב לך, איי איי איי, למען בית השם אלוקינו, אבל שטוב לך.
מתוך מאמרו של הרבש מהו מבול מים בעבודה.
From Rabash's article, what is a flood of water in the work? The law is that the middle line is a merger of the two lines. And since the right line of Kedusha is wholeness with respect to above reason, and the left line means that one sees within reason that he is incomplete, but quite to the contrary, he is full of deficiencies. For this reason, the middle line consists of two lines. That is, it is impossible to go above reason before one has reason that shows him the situation and how it seems to him within reason. Then it can be said that he is not looking at what the mind obligates him to do. Rather, he goes above the intellect and believes in the sages, in what the sages tell him, and does not use his own mind. But if he has no mind and reason to tell him something, it cannot be said that he is going above reason. This is why the middle line is called peace, since he needs the two lines. That is, by having two opposite lines and needing both. I read again. The law is that a middle line is a merger of the two lines, since the right line of Kedusha is wholeness with respect to above reason, and the left line means that one sees within reason that he is incomplete. And quite to the contrary, he is full of deficiencies. For this reason, the middle line consists of two lines. That is, it is impossible to go above reason before he has reason that shows him the situation and how it seems to him within reason. Then it can be said that he is not looking at what the mind obligates him to do. Rather, he goes above the intellect and believes in the sages, in what the sages tell him, and does not use his own mind. But if he has no mind and reason to tell him something, it cannot be said that he is going above reason. This is why the middle line is called peace, since he needs the two lines. That is, by having two opposite lines and needing both. Workshop question. If I desire to bestow to the Creator, what do I get out of it? Pleasure? Is that the reason I bestow to Him? Or do I want to bestow to Him, and this is my pleasure? And the pleasure is specifically given to the Creator, since He enjoys the fact that I enjoy bestowing to Him. Let's talk about it. I'll read the question again. If I desire to bestow to the Creator, what do I get out of it? Pleasure? Is this the reason I bestow to Him? Or do I want to bestow to Him, and this is my pleasure, to please the Creator? Since He enjoys the fact that I enjoy bestowing to Him. Let's talk about it.
Okay, friends, so it's a good question to warm up the hearts between us towards this lesson and to really start thinking about why do we need bestowal for the Creator? Is it only pleasure for ourselves? Is that what is felt? Or the very desire to bestow to the Creator, this gives us the power to work. It's an important scrutiny.
Everything starts with some awakening from above, and then from not for her sake, wanting to receive pleasure from this whole endeavor, from this whole path, until one receives some light, some illumination, a correction that turns the intention into something that's truly for the sake of the Creator. I don't know what that is.
Yes, from seemingly lolishma, not for her sake, the way that we depict what that is, I don't really understand what it is, but I do get pleasure from this thing. I would have liked it to be different, maybe, but this different, I also don't quite understand. Really, I don't understand much about this whole story, but I'm pushed forward.
The mind knows that this is impossible. There is no such function in that machine. But we play around with it, as if. Like when I was a little child, I played at being a pilot or a fireman. And here it's the same. We know where the line is set, where the boundary is, but having this question, trying to decipher it, perhaps by this we generate a sort of initial lack, and we can make something artificial, some artificial form through envy in the friends. You see how much they're investing, and they certainly have this in them. So if someone feels that there's no Creator, but he acts towards the others that there is, it creates an artificial lack.
In the end, we want to determine the goal and go toward the goal. And if for this goal we need to receive pleasure or some support, another question for a workshop, how inside of the 10 we establish two levels. The first level is within reason and the second level is above reason. Again, a question for an active workshop, how inside of the 10 we establish two levels. One level is within reason and the other one is above reason.
If I devote myself, if I commit to the 10, then I can always measure and see that within reason I have resistance from the side of the body, that's on one hand, and on the other hand, I can feel how in them, between them, the Creator is residing, and I can ask for the power to serve them, and that's above reason already.
Yes, out of greater and greater integration in the 10, we seemingly develop another layer of reality. And there we feel what the intention to bestow feels. And it is a kind of another level, another floor that becomes more important, higher.
Within reason, that is formed by itself. I don't know. I want to think about the friends. I don't want to think about the friends, rather. Their spirituality is not important. That's within reason. There's this natural repulsion towards these movements towards the outside. But we understand that we have a goal and we generate an atmosphere that enables everyone to make another effort and another effort and to jump into the tent and to demand for it and to seek it within and to look for it outside. And all these movements are above one's desire. So I suppose this is how we build a common prayer.
Yes, that common prayer of ours is what we can build, this common deficiency, because the second level in practice, we don't build it, the light builds it. And the Creator, as it says, the Lord will build a house. We only have to gather the deficiency, increase the desire, and I'll remind you what David said before about acting. How do we actually awaken this desire to bestow to the Creator? The desire to come out above reason.
Yes, I also take what David said previously into this question. This act, the game, each one acts as if he's there, he elicits envy and a desire. And a request in the friends.
I truly don't know where I am. I can't define what even the first level is.
If we don't demand of ourselves to reach that thing because it doesn't exist in us, we demand this for the friend. It's an act. There's no emotion, there's no mind in it, but there's something. Even to do something, some little movement towards the friend, that opens up something new, and you understand what the eye of the needle is and how your desire, will to receive, won't enter then there. It's too fat. And this little step towards the friend, without any flavor.
Lehagid, lehagid, baboker.